Good morning, everybody. Morning. Welcome to everybody in the sanctuary and welcome to everybody watching at home online today or later in the week. It's a pleasure to welcome the Reverend Helen Cook back again, who's going to conduct the service today. Gary is starring as the guest preacher at St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh today. Just some intimations to bring to your attention. There's WaterAid envelopes in both vestibules for collection for harvest. Stirling Kirks Together will be having a lunch at Park Church Hall on Wednesday at 12 o'clock. Elders District Review Committee will meet on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. And the craft group will meet in the parish halls on Thursday at 2 o'clock. And volunteers to tidy the grounds around the church are invited to gather on Tuesday, the 22nd of October at 1:30. And there will be a Christian Aid coffee morning in the parish halls on Saturday, the 26th, from 10 till 12. If you'd like to help or bake, please speak to Elaine Walker. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm very glad to be sharing in this Harvest Thanksgiving service with you today. And I know Gary was rather nervous about going to the High Kirk in Edinburgh, but I think they're very fortunate to have him, isn't it? So whether you're here in person or online, you're all very welcome for this service. And I would say to those online as well as those here that any opportunity to join in, please embrace it, for this is not a spectator event, but a time when all of us share together in worship. Our call to worship is a poem prayer written by Ruth Burgess, and it's called God of the Ripe Corn. God of the ripe corn, on Lammas Day, our ancestors brought you bread made from the first fruits of the wheat harvest. Today, we bring you the fruits of our labors, our joys and our achievements, our hopes and our disappointments, our plans and our dreams, our minds and our hearts. God of the ripe corn, bring us safe home to harvest. We'll join to sing the first hymn, a lovely hymn of worship, number 154, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
Thank you to those who have brought gifts of flowers, and thank you to those who prepared the beautiful flowers here today and who prepare them for us every week. I think most of us here would find it quite easy to take a minute to just think about the wonders of God's creation. And I wonder if, please, could you here and at home think for a minute and decide one thing out of the multitude of gifts in creation for which you are grateful to God. Could be a sunset, a dawn, a flower, a tree, a bush, a vegetable, a loch, a river, a person, all kinds of things which are in creation and which we give thanks for today. I'd like you to choose one, and I'd like us to say together, "Thank you, God, for," and then you say what. Is that okay? So, do I go 1, 2, 3? Okay, 1, 2, 3. Thank you, God, for sunset. It was a gorgeous sunset 2 nights ago. I don't know if you saw it, red and gold. Just as we've thought a bit about creation and its beauty, we think of its complexity, its bounty, let's also think about the everyday gifts that creation offers us. For instance, I've made a list of some of the choices we have in eating bread. When our family comes to stay, children and grandchildren, there has to be a choice of bread. So I'm going to read this list that I've made, and I'm sure you could add to it. Wholemeal, oatmeal, gluten-free, seeded, white, plain, pan, sourdough, tiger loaf, flatbread, naan bread, white rolls, brown rolls, olive rolls, ciabatta rolls, French baguette, and there are others, aren't there? I'm sure some of you could think to add to that list. Don't know if you'd like to add to that list or not just now. There are some of the Sunday Club here. Would you like to come out? Because they've been thinking about not the choice in breads, but the choice they have in drinks. So we're going to have a think about that. I haven't asked any adults what they drink. I think that's better left. Is this... Right, okay, thank you. What's your name?
Caitlin.
What do you like to drink? What's your favourite drink?
Orange juice.
Any others?
Apple juice.
And you are?
Carla.
Hi, Carla. What are your favourite drinks?
Fanta and water.
Right. And you are?
Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. What are your favourite drinks?
Blackcurrant juice and water.
Any others that you like? Other people have other drinks, don't they? There's Ewan, who can't be here today, he also goes to the Sunday Club, and he said apple juice and water and milk were his favourite drinks. So it's quite good to hear that. Do you know any other drinks that people your age like? Any volunteers?
Iron Brew.
That's great. How many here are fans of Iron Brew? Okay, about 4 of us. Anything else? Fizzy water?
Cola.
Yep, that's probably... There's tons of adverts. Sparkling water, yes, it's coming. So there's lots of different things.
Flavoured water,
what's your favourite?
Probably lemon and lime.
Lemon and lime. Do you have any favourites of flavoured water? Or is it?
Raspberry and peach.
Which one?
Raspberry and peach.
Raspberry and peach. That sounds good, doesn't it? So do you feel Most of the time, there's all that you need to drink. All of it's there. Good. Well, if you want to go back to your seats, and do you mind if I call you out later when we look at other things? Is that okay? Thank you. I think it's good at Harvest Festival to think also about the everyday things for which we can give thanks. So now is the time for us to thank God in our prayer. Let us pray. Before there was light and darkness, before the mountains and the land, the oceans and the rivers were formed, you, O God, gave breath to all. Before you gave breath to animals and birds, insects and fish and all creatures, before you gave breath to humanity, you, O God, the maker of all, you were there, the architect of the universe, the keeper of all time, the sower of every seed. And we who live in this world of your making, we who have food to eat, water to drink, clothes and shelter, we who have been shaped by your hands and nurtured by your love, we fall silent at the wonder of the world you created. We thank you for every good gift of your making. And as we thank you, we ask for your forgiveness if we have hurt your world rather than protected it. If we had glanced only briefly at what took millions of years to create and evolve, if we have eaten and drunk with more greed than gratitude, then we ask, O God, that you will forgive us and help us from our hearts to live as protectors and those who wonder at your creation. Help us to worship you and to thank you for all that you have made. O God, grant us generous hearts that we may reach from our places of privilege to share with others the material and the spiritual gifts we have been given. You, O God, have made us and sustain us. So we offer you our worship and our praise in Christ's name. And we ask that you would hear us as we share together the prayer Jesus gave his followers, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn is number 143. Who put the colours in the rainbow? Who put the salt in the sea? Now, Rod McNeil is going to read for us our Bible readings.
Not normal to bow, is it? Let us hear the word of God as it is found in the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8 to 13. Chapter 8, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seeds for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead, the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be the Lord's renown for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. And the second reading is from the New Testament, Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 34. And can be found in the Pew Bible, page 12. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 34. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden plants, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all the way through the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. Amen. May God bless his readings in his name, and to his name be the glory and the praise. Amen.
Thank you. Our hymn is number 237, Look Forward in Faith.
Thank you.
Don't know if the girls would like to come up at this point for another wee question and answer. I'm going to think about water. Can you think of any uses for water?
Watering plants.
Watering plants, yeah.
Drinking.
Any ideas? Did you brush your teeth this morning? So that's one, isn't it? You got any? You could wash your face with water. In fact, you could do more, couldn't you?
Have a shower, have a bath.
Have a shower, a bath, that sort of thing. I won't ask how many of you had a shower or a bath today, but I'm sure most of us have lots of showers and baths. Swimming. Any swimmers here? Yes, and a few nods. Swimming's wonderful, isn't it? Can you think of anything else? Now, one of the drinks, yes. Somebody has sent me this. Say again.
Giving pets.
That's right, pets. And if you're a farmer, you've got lots of need for water, haven't you? Different kinds.
Change my budgie's water now and
then. You've got a budgie. Yeah. Do you have any pets? Do you know people with pets, yeah?
We have a dog.
You have a dog. Does your dog drink water? Yeah. Anything else? Doesn't drink milk, does he? It's not good for them. We had cat and dog. And
fish.
Yes, fish need water, don't they? There's lots of reasons for water, isn't there? What about a cup of tea? Do any of you like a cup of tea?
Yeah.
You like a cup of tea? Anybody like coffee? Do any of you like coffee? Yes. Use water? Yes. Diluting juice. Do you ever wash the floor?
Yeah.
Does anyone here ever wash a floor? Yes. That's something else you need water for.
Baby wipes.
Baby wipes. You get ones that are just water, aren't they, now? But some of them have other stuff in them, don't they? Baby wipes. Anybody got any other ideas for water? Christening. Yes. Christening a baby. We couldn't do that without water, could we?
Watering flowers,
yes. It's quite difficult, isn't it, when you're put in the spot. Anyone anything else about water? Washing windows. How many people here wash windows? Yay. Sorry?
Fires.
Fires? To put fires out. What would we do if there wasn't water to put fires out?
Sand.
Yes, we could use sand. I think you'd probably need water as well, wouldn't you? Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, that's true. So there's lots of... Do you go swimming? Yeah, enjoy it. Yeah, it's my favourite. Anything else using water? How many people had a cup of tea this morning then, or a cup of coffee? And you just turned the tap on. And that was it. It's amazing, isn't it? Well, thank you, girls. If you think of anything else, wave a hand, okay? You want to go and sit down? I've got to get seats here for you. So there's lots and lots of reasons why we're glad of water. Anybody got ice cubes in the freezer? Yeah, maybe for a drink tonight. Yes. It's amazing. Anyone put on a washing machine this week? Dishwasher? And washed a floor, a sink? Well, there's lots and lots of things about water. Well, the charity that you are supporting, that we are supporting, which I think you've done for a few years now, is called WaterAid. And it acts on its belief that everyone should have access to clean water. I first came across this charity a few years ago, quite a few years ago, when I visited friends in Edinburgh, and I noticed that in their bathroom they had a framed certificate. And I asked them what this certificate was, and it stated that their bathroom was twinned with another bathroom in a very poor country in Africa. Have you ever seen a certificate like that in someone's bathroom? Yes. What happened was that they committed themselves to give money regularly to WaterAid to help maintain a toilet block, which they had contributed to with money. And it was in a very small and very poor village. They had one tap with clean water for drinking, one tap for the whole village, and that had been put in by WaterAid. But it was a village which had no sanitation at all. No toilets, no sinks, no baths. So my friends signed up to twin their bathroom, to give money regularly for a new toilet block, whatever form that took. I don't know if it was composting or how it worked. But this would make the villagers safer and less at risk for a whole range of diseases. And unfortunately, this village is not the only one been in that situation, and it's far from being a situation that has been settled in all villages across the world. Now, I told this story to the small primary school in King Yussi, where I was a minister, I told the children they had wanted a charity to give to at that time of year. And then 2 years later, when I retired, the primary school gave me an outdoor tea party in the playground, and they presented me with this huge file, wonderful, full of drawings and writings that the pupils had prepared. I was astonished how many of the children wrote something or drew a picture about my talk with them about WaterAid. They were obviously genuinely shocked by the news that some children had no sink, no bath, no taps in their houses. But it was equally obvious that the shock that was greatest for them was that they had no toilets. Some of them even wrote in speculation about what they would do if they didn't have a toilet. They called it going to the loo. You've probably not ever had to give any thought to this, unless you were up a mountain recently. But I hope that we never cease to be shocked by the poverty of so many people in so many places across the world. And of course, in our own country today, there are people who can't afford baths or showers or even to heat their homes. So now we're going to pray to God for all those who face disease and poor living conditions because they have no proper water supplies or who are too poor. Unfortunately, extreme weather, drought, flooding, failed harvests, wars across the world, hatred, cruelty, and over-entitlement all contribute to thirst, starvation and disease still for so many people in our world. So let us bring to God our prayers for the world. Let us pray. God of all, we thank you again for the many ways in which we are provided for, with food, with shelter, running water and sanitation, caring families, health care, and things which bring us happiness. We pray for all the people working in the charity WaterAid here and across the world. We pray, O God, that their work will prosper, and may they know that they are held in our prayers and our support. We pray for those for whom they work, people with so little. O God, grant us compassion and faithfulness in prayer for them all. Creator God, we pray for people in our community and beyond who are facing unemployment, ill health, isolation, money worries, and especially those who are unable to afford enough to eat or to feed their families. We thank you for food banks and for free school meals. We hear, O God, of wars and killings in the world, and there's much hatred and a lack of compassion. We pray for those who mourn the death of loved ones of all ages. And with so many people, we pray for and long for peace and justice to prevail. We pray for political decision makers and leaders across the globe. We ask that you would give them insight and strength and courage to develop policies and systems that support the flourishing of all people. God of love, may your kingdom grow in this world. We pray in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Our hymn is number 528, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. At Harvest Festival services, we're often reminded that we're called to be God's harvesters. So I want to just end with a very brief word about this. When Jesus returned to be with God, he said to his followers, "Go and make people my disciples, and surely I am with you always." Sometimes we're meant to plant the seeds of God's love in people that we meet. Other times, we're called to water the seed of God's love, to bring on the seeds of faith already planted by other people. And sometimes, we're called to bring to fruition the seeds of faith which have been planted and cared for over the years by others. And all this is possible when we keep our faith watered and cared for, which usually requires help from other Christians,
and maybe find we can come to worship together. We cannot do everything,
or even most things on our own. Unfortunately, we're not expected to do most things on our own. But we're all called to do something, or even several things, and with God's help, to do them well, because we're all God's harvesters. I often take comfort in the words of the South American Bishop Oscar Romero, who was killed for his stand against injustice and greed. He said, "We accomplish in our lifetime only a tiny fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work." And I think that reminded me when I read it, and reminds us all, that God's kingdom is so much bigger than we ever realized. No statement ever says all that could be said. No prayer fully expresses our faith. No hymn is filled with all our praise. No single enterprise accomplishes a church's mission, or ever will. No set of goals or objectives is all-encompassing, because we're part of an enterprise building God's kingdom, harvesters, which is too large for us to really comprehend. But having said that, we're called to plant seeds of faith which will grow one day. We're called to water seeds that someone else has planted. We're called to work with each other as God's harvesters, filled with joy when we see seeds come to fruition. Being part of God's people is different from joining an organization or a club. It gives us strength which is beyond ourselves. It gives us companionship in our journey here on earth. And it gives us purpose to guide us always ever closer to God. So you could say that we are called to work with God on his cosmic plan, which I think is an amazing thought for Harvest Thanksgiving. Amen. Our hymn is number 259, Beauty for Brokenness, Hope for Despair. May grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon and go with each one of us this day and forevermore. Amen.